It's KX93.5. Good morning.
It's that cool little beat we got going in the background.
Yeah.
Monday.
It means it's abstract facts. Time for abstract facts with Zach and Ed.
And some good facts. Great facts.
Yeah, well, last week, I don't know, we were talking about the human body. I learned so much.
Yeah.
There was one that said, you know, any organ that the human body has two of only needs one.
Right.
And we couldn't think of anything besides the kidney, right?
We sat here for like idiots, forgetting the lungs.
Yeah, the lungs. The lungs. You only need one of them, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know you only need one hemisphere of your brain?
Are we doing human abstract facts again? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. No, this is just an addendum to last week. But no, seriously, you've heard about this, right? A hemispherectomy.
Right.
If a kid is born with like a lot of seizures,
right,
it's, you know, because the hemispheres of the brain are fighting.
Okay.
They're having a war against each other over the corpus callosum, which splits the brain in half.
Right.
So if you remove one whole side of the brain,
right,
that stops the fight, right? So the seizures stop, and that kid can actually grow up. That one half of the brain will take over all the duties for everything.
So either like one half is usually artistic and the other's the math genius, so the kid is either or at that point. He can't be both then.
I don't know. I don't know how it works out. I just know that the one side will take over all the responsibilities of the other.
It sounds so good, I think you're making that up.
I swear it's the truth. Look it up. That's what abstract facts is all about.
That's right. This week
just
is
making stuff up. No.
This week is space, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're going to start with the sun.
All right, cool.
All right.
Cool.
Because it's Monday.
Yes. Start with the beginning, the sun. Yeah.
All right. The sun accounts for 99.86% of the mass in the solar system.
Wow. Now think about that. That's one object of the solar system accounting for 99. All that percentage of all the mass.
It has a mass of around 330,000 times that of the Earth.
Okay.
It's 3/4 hydrogen and most of its remaining mass is helium.
Wow.
That's the thing about space facts. It's that you can't wrap your brain around it. It's
tough.
Very hard.
Yes.
Maybe if I only had one hemisphere, I'd have better luck. Over 1 million Earths could fit inside the sun.
That I'll buy. Yeah, that's a lot of Earths, man.
1 million Earths.
Fitting inside the sun. Imagine the coffee table you'd need to hold that thing up.
Yeah, actually, oh man, it's somewhere around 960,000.
All right.
Okay, that's close to a million. If you squash those Earths to ensure there was no wasted space, then you could fit 1,300,000 Earths inside the sun. All right, one day the sun will consume the Earth. I love this fact.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hopefully it's way down the road.
Like next Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm aware it's happening, but yeah.
The sun will continue to burn for about 130 million years after it burns through all of its hydrogen, instead burning helium. During this time, it will expand to such a size that it will engulf Mercury, Venus, and Earth. When it reaches this point, it will have become a red giant star.
And just a big pain in the neck.
Yeah, I think that's the understatement of the year. Because right now, it's a yellow dwarf star.
All right.
All right. Right now, it's a yellow dwarf star. Let's see. The energy created by the sun's core is nuclear fusion. All right. I'm not going to go there. I was going to say Kim Jong Un is not a program.
I like the way you think.
The sun is almost a perfect sphere.
Like perfectly round, absolutely and perfect. It may be the roundest thing in our solar system.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, it is. It's the closest thing to a perfect sphere observed in nature.
That's the one thing I remembered from eighth grade.
Wow.
The one thing.
Let's see. It takes about 8 minutes for light to reach Earth from the sun.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's a distance. That is quite a distance. 8 minutes.
It's pretty fast when you think about
it's
how far away it is.
Covering some distance, man.
All right. I love this one.
All right.
The sun is halfway through its life. At 4.5 billion years old, it has burned off around half of its hydrogen stores and has enough left to continue burning hydrogen for another 5 billion years.
All right. So it's in middle age right now. It's watching Law and Order and MASH and all of those shows.
Yeah, so. let's see. The distance between the Earth and the sun changes. Boring. The sun rotates more quickly at its equator. Boring. The sun has a powerful magnetic field.
Yeah.
Kind of boring.
Well.
Okay. We'll dive into that one.
Not for Mercury, it's not.
Ooh. When magnetic energy is released by the sun during magnetic storms, solar flares occur, which we see on Earth as sunspots.
Right.
They're dark areas on the sun's surface caused by magnetic variations, and they appear dark because of their temperature being much lower than surrounding areas. That is interesting.
It is. It is. The sun reminds me of my uncle. It's that big, friendly, gaseous thing in the middle of the universe, man.